How do you experience your enlightenment?
Enlightenment is not an experience. Experience always divides the experiencer from it. But enlightenment knows no duality. Hence, it is not an experience, but simply experiencing. It may not be right language. In fact, it cannot be right language. Because the linguist will not understand what you mean by experiencing. One has to know it, but some effort can be done. Some indications and hints can be given. When you are in love, is it an experience? Is it objective? Is it separate from you? Is it something that you can exhibit? Is it something for which you can give some evidence, proof, argument? No. Love simply knows itself. It is self-evident. It needs no proof and no witnesses. It needs no evidence, no arguments, no philosophy. Enlightenment is even more deeper than the reaches of love. Enlightenment simply means you have awakened. Can you describe every morning when you wake up? Is there some experience? All that you can say up to now, I was unaware of myself and the world. Now I am aware of the world, aware of things around me, aware of myself. But this is very superficial. That's why I call it only hints. When you awaken in your deepest core of being, in the very center of your existence, then there is only silence. Immense joy, and celebration, but to find an expression for it has not been possible up to now and will never be possible. This much can be said with absolute certainty. Language is left so far away. That when you try to express your innermost awakening, it becomes distorted. The medium of language is not capable to reflect it in its purity. Because language is not meant to express such deep awakenings, the language has grown up into the marketplace, where people are discussing and talking about things, about objects, hence there is no word capable to convey the essence of enlightenment. It is beyond language. You can say it is the beyond. It is our innermost and our ultimate nature. In total awakening, with no darkness around, no dreams, no thoughts, but just a pure fire, a pure love that knows no limits, that knows no boundaries. It is more like a fragrance that you cannot catch up. It is there, you feel it, but it is so invisible. It is just like the air, it is there. You cannot live without it, but you cannot catch hold of the air in your fist. The moment you close your hand and make a fist, the air is out. It is not enclosed. It has escaped. When your hand is open, you have all the air of the world in your hand. One Zen master, Bokuju, used to say to his disciples that the day you come to something which you cannot express, however hard you try, no word is sufficient. No word can justify. In fact, every word will destroy its beauty, its joy, its aliveness. Then come to me. Till then, meditate. In other words, he used to say, when your hands are empty and the whole sky is in your hands, come to me. With absolute inexpressible eyes, almost dumb, one of his great disciples used to get his slap every time he will come. In the tradition of Zen, that is not only accepted but respected. It is the master's compassion that he slaps you. Bokuju slapped his chief disciple each time he came to say that he has found that which cannot be expressed, and he will hit him hard. That if you have found that which cannot be expressed, then even to say that it cannot be expressed, you have expressed something about it. The disciple was at a loss. If you say something, you are in trouble. If you say it is inexpressible, you are in trouble. One day he came and without saying anything, simply sat by the side of the master. The master looked into his eyes, laughed, and said, "For the last time, let me hit you once more." Because again, it will not be possible. You have found it. Why are you so silent? Why don't you speak? And the disciple was totally silent. And the master was poking him to speak. "Let me at least for the last time have the pleasure of slapping you." afterwards I will not be able to slap you. You have found it. This slap is a certificate. Zen is a very strange tradition, but one of the most profoundest. The disciple stood up and slapped the master. The master said, "That's right. I needed for long somebody to slap me. My old master is dead. He used to do it. Nobody can do that way with such love. But you have managed. Now onwards, you are allowed to slap others. You can sit here because I am getting old and the whole day slapping people. It is becoming very tiring. You sit here, and when somebody comes, because there were hundreds of disciples and everybody has to come to report whether he has found or not, and once in a while the idea was entering into everybody's head that perhaps this is it. Somebody has seen a beautiful sunset and utter silence. And naturally the idea arose, my God, it is it, enlightenment. And he rushed to the master . Now the master simply used to give a hint to the disciple, slap him hard. A sunset, howsoever beautiful, and the silence that comes with the experience of the sunset is not enlightenment. Just go back and come again when you have found it. The finding of oneself is the most mysterious experience. You are both the knower and the known. This is the difficulty, why it cannot be expressed. Who is there to express it? You are the experience itself. The moment you will express, you will become separate. And that will be absolutely unjustified. You are asking me, how do you experience your enlightenment? I simply don't experience. I am simply enlightenment. It is not an experience, it is my being. It is not something that has happened to me. It is my very soul. So I cannot say more than Yahoo.